WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Four robberies over a 24-hour period has College Station police looking for as many as 10 suspects. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says anyone with any information is asked to call the department or Brazos County Crime Stoppers.
It's possible that anyone who has any little bit of information, if we combine it with any other offense, we might be able to piece together enough to identify who the individuals are.
Descriptions of those suspects are online at WTAW.com. Three robberies took place within an area bordered by University Drive, Earl Rudder Freeway, Harvey Road, and Texas Avenue. The fourth occurred behind Sam's Club on Associates Avenue. A Navasota man scheduled for a murder trial in Brazos County District Court next month is back in jail.
29-year-old Brandon Richardson is charged with the October 2011 shooting death of Bryce Bennett of Brenham in the parking lot of a bar south of Milliken. Richardson had been out on a $20,000 bond, which was revoked last week after prosecutors accused him of multiple violations, including being seen within 1,000 feet of family members of the victim on four occasions this year. Richardson's bond was raised to $100,000. Also from District Court, two Houston men who have been jailed since they were arrested last August for stealing $47,000 of jewelry from a College Station home are headed to prison. 28-year-old Richard Castillo Rivas was sentenced to 3 years. 27-year-old Eduardo Neva Oruela was sentenced to 10 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sometime in September, the city of College Station will be receiving $7 million when the sale closes on the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center. The money will go to the city's hotel occupancy tax fund. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniac says it will be invested on generating more hot revenue and not necessarily through the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
There could be projects that we want to do. As an example, several years ago, we spent $4 million of hot tax to put in two all-weather soccer fields. Mm-hmm. So there's needs with parks and rec that do bring in income for the city in terms of hot tax.
As one member of council, Barry is opposed to hot money going towards a new natatorium. Smart meters have been part of electric customers of BTU for 2 years, but it will continue to be studied by the College Station City Council. Timothy Crabb with the College Station Utilities says the conversion cost for electric and water meters would range from $15 to $17 million. There was no feedback to paying for smart meters through a monthly assessment, which Crabb says is done by for-profit electric providers.
Essentially, the surcharges in the investor-owned utility areas range from $2.21 a month to $3.40 per month for the next 11 years in order to pay for this system. And that's only talking about electric.
Water meters in College Station are being converted without the equipment to communicate consumption information. As for electric meters, Crabb says it would take 2 years to make the switch. Look for firefighter bicyclists departing Bryan this morning. They're honoring 19 of their own who lost their lives in Bryan, West, Houston, and Dallas. This year's Brotherhood Ride began last week in Louisiana and will end Friday in Houston. Wednesday's leg from West to Bryan was dedicated to Lieutenants Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, the Bryan firemen who died in last year's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Upper level low pressure systems finally moved east of the area. We'll have sunshine today, though clouds will pop up as the day goes on. That could trigger an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs today, they're going to be pretty close to 85. For tonight, I think we're partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Remaining partly to mostly cloudy Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think you did this on the 6:30 and 7:30 news, and so you'll do it again at 8:30, but I wanted to talk about it now. Because I got the big room, you know.
Neener.
Okay, now we had a story about guns.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I wasn't going to do it again. We've been rotating the last story, but yes.
That's right. All right. So tell me this again. Tell me this story.
Let me pull it up real quick. Okay. Shan't be but a minute.
All right. Here we go. That's film music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's quite good, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not even Tuesday. There's a mother's group calling for... So the backstory, the reason these people are even doing this is... People have been carrying long guns as part of open carry, but they've been doing it in restaurants. And honestly, I'm a big gun rights activist or advocate,
It's people just showing up the Fourth Amendment.
Okay, but all right. Here's my deal, though.
Okay,
the two restaurants were Chili's and Sonic. Is that right?
That's who. Okay. Well, they've already asked Chipotle. Chipotle's agreed.
Okay. Well, you know, Sonic is different. Sonic, you're in your vehicle, right?
Well, they have little benches outside that you can walk up and order.
All right. And so they're doing that.
You can carry long guns. Yes, you're allowed to, but there's just a level of common sense. If you're doing it to make a point,
right?
You know,
I know. Well,
maybe make it a different way.
Well, as happens quite often when people are doing something just to make a point, it ends up not really lining up with what society wants,
sure,
as far as the norms are concerned. Doesn't mean you can't protest it, just could you possibly... Well, you know, here's the way you'd solve that, is you just take a little area. Hi, would you prefer smoking, non-smoking, or long gun? You know, and
armed or unarmed.
Yeah, you know, then all those people can go sit over there, okay? If they want to go sit with their guns, then they can go over there and sit. That'd be fine. I mean, that way they get a chance to... say what they want to do, but you got to treat it that way, because if you're in favor of what they are protesting, then you know they have to be treated the same way as the people who are protesting something that you don't care for that much.
Well, in concealed carry, I mean it's pervasive throughout Texas, but I saw an argument that made me understand why these people are so strongly behind open carry, and it's women don't always wear clothes that allow them to conceal their weapon, because if you can see the outline of their holster weapon,
that's called imprinting, and you can't do that.
Right. Yeah.
So it's an issue. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But
Colorado man claims that he was poisoned by his local 7-Eleven convenience store.
That's not nice.
Dave Duggan grabbed a cup of coffee at the 7-Eleven in Lakewood, Colorado. Says, quote, as soon as I started drinking the coffee, all my taste buds turned numb and my lips started to burn and I had heartburn all in my chest.
All up in his chest.
All up in his chest. Dave, who is an avid coffee drinker, says although he didn't die, thus we're having a story, you know, the beverage left him with internal chemical burns and pain. Dave is convinced that the coffee had chlorine cleanser in it and says the store's manager even told him that the cleaner was used in the coffee maker. It's unclear if there's an independent investigation going on. Okay. Well, I don't know. Just drink it at home. Make it at home. We got a story about it's like a $65 Starbucks drink in a minute.
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw that.
All right, it's 8:14. Gwen's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's happening at the city?
We've got lots of things happening, but the big one that I'm here to talk about is Paw Palooza.
Okay.
This is an annual event that this year will be our first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it is this Saturday, and it's going to be at our dog park. And what this is the Bryan Parks and Recreation is hosting with the Bryan Animal Center this event, and it's a reunion for all the adoptions that have been done.
Okay.
Over 2,000 invitations have gone out.
Okay.
So
how fun.
The dog park might get used quite well this weekend.
Careful where you step.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But we've got lots of activities going on that day. It's from 10 to 2, and it's, you know, of course, everything's free and come out.
Where's the dog park? So they know.
It's right off Boonville Road, mm-hmm. off the Park Hudson Trail.
Okay.
So between Copperfield, Bowen, you can park at Bowen Elementary.
Sure.
You can park there right at that oil pad. We'll mm-hmm. have people directing people in.
Okay.
Get a little closer. There is some small parking right there at the Park Hudson Trail entrance. So come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What time is that again?
It begins at 10.
Okay.
We'll go till 2. We'll mm-hmm. have kids' activities. We'll have about 22, 23 vendors out there.
Oh, fun.
Some food trucks and stuff going on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about it.
So
and a lot of giveaways. That's a lot of giveaways.
First annual thing coming up. All right. What else?
Yes. So also the following weekend, June 8th, on a Sunday, mm-hmm. Is Classic Summer Kickoff. This is going to be held at the Bryan Aquatic Center.
Oh, okay.
This is a free event. This is for families to come out and enjoy, and it's what better way to spend your first weekend of summer than at the pool.
And it's free.
It's free.
Doesn't cost anything. That's nice.
It will be from 1 to 7.
Okay.
And there's going to be music and food and a lot of fun going on at the pool, inside the pool and outside the pool. So if your family enjoys swimming together, come on out. It's going to be a great day that day.
And if for whatever reason you've never been to the Aquatic Center, nice place.
It is a great place, right over there by Bryan High.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to get to.
Now, you got probably swimming and day camps and all that kind of stuff that they can also find out about, too?
Actually, yes. You know, we've got our online registration now.
Mm-hmm.
So people can go on at bryanparksandrecreation.com and they can register for all those great summer day camps that we have coming up, and they all begin pretty much June 9th.
Okay.
So we are still taking registrations, and we've got Camp Hero and also our Summer Parks program. Our Summer Parks program is out in, we have about 4 parks that we utilize, and the kiddos come out there for the day, and it's from 12 to 5. And then we also have Camp Hero, which was a full-day program. It's from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So they're both geared a little differently. But
costs
a lot
involved
of fun.
There?
There are costs involved. For a Camp Hero, it's $25 per child
mm-hmm.
per day,
okay.
$100 for the week, and $90 a week for each additional child. So registration fee just is $20 one-time fee,
mm-hmm.
$30 for the family. Come out and get those kiddos involved. We have field trips. We take them swimming. We do all kinds of really great
things.
They
come home tired. It's good.
Yes. And these poor parents that have to work, you know.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good place for these kids.
Absolutely.
So go online and get more information about it.
All right. That's bryantx.gov. Or you can just Google City of Bryan and Parks and Rec. And
there you go. We're
up,
we're out there.
All right. Sounds good. Good stuff. Thank you, Gwen. Appreciate that. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Got a jewelry situation. David Gardeners can probably help you out with that because they've been doing that for about 30 years, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they're 911 University Drive. Been on University Drive for a long, long time and been at this place, I don't know, about 10 years almost. Anyhow, here's what they do. They create jewelry right there. David's Creations, some of the guys who work for him do creations. They make it. They can make it all right there. The foundry's in the back where they do the metal part of it. And, of course, you can see the jeweler's bench. But they can create something for you. In addition, obviously, they have some lines that you know. Roberto Coin is there. David Yurman, Hearts on Fire, when you're talking about engagement rings. And if you just want to get some basics, maybe a pearl necklace, maybe a tennis bracelet, maybe, you know, earrings, diamond studs, any of those. David Gardner's has that and been doing it for decades. Now, got a budget? Okay. Let them know this is about where I need to be, and they'll show you pieces of jewelry that fit within that. If you have no idea what you're looking for, they'll be glad to walk you through the entire store. If you kind of know what you want, they can help you there too. They're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service, and they're the official jeweler for A&M Athletics. All that. It's David Gardner's, and they're located at 911 University Drive in College Station.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200. Or at dayhill.com.
New data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The government now says the economy contracted at the beginning of the year. The Commerce Department said a month ago that the gross domestic product barely grew in the first quarter. A new estimate says the GDP contracted at an annual rate of 1% from January through March. Inventory and import data that have come out since the first estimate were big factors in that revision. The Labor Department had better news. There was another significant drop last week in the number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Initial filings fell by 27,000 to 300,000, suggesting further improvement in the job market. Clothing companies are switching more apparel from numerical sizes to so-called alpha sizes. The Wall Street Journal says offering clothes in small, medium, and large sizes saves money. Clothing makers can produce fewer sizes. It's simpler for retailers, and it makes it easy to order clothes online. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no-fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So, what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know, you can. Part of the excellent diet that Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com right now. Read all about this very effective and helpful product, the fat blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411.
How many planets in our solar system? Which one is the furthest from the sun? Are you sure? Well, maybe. Maybe not. Sometimes it's a little hard to get the right perspective on our little solar system. And make no mistake, compared to some others out there in the universe, ours is a little one. Ever since Galileo first looked up in 1610, we've been trying to figure it out. Now, we know that our Earth is about 24,000 miles around the middle, and to us, that's pretty big. But not in the grand scheme of things. Let me see if I can give you a little real perspective. Now, think of the Earth as a grape. That means our moon would be, about a foot away from the grape. The sun would be about the size of a SUV, and would be about a block away. Jupiter is a grapefruit, and about 5 blocks away. Saturn is an orange, and about 10 city blocks away. Uranus would be about the size of a lemon and be about 20 blocks away. Now that's about 19 blocks away from that little itty-bitty grape, mind you. Actually, our solar system consists of the sun, 10 planets, you knew that, didn't you? And about 80 satellites of planets known as moons. There's also a large number of smaller bodies that are running around, a bunch of which haven't even been named yet. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Chaz forgot about Neptune and Pluto. Well, no, I didn't. I'm back to my original question, which planet is the furthest from the sun? And let's not count the one that was just discovered in the spring of 2004. You see, if you're like me, you were taught that Pluto was the furthest away. But you see, it's a little-known fact that of all the planets, only Pluto has an elliptical orbit, not a round one like the others. Yeah, its orbit is shaped kind of like an egg. And even though poor old Pluto takes 249 years to make one trip around the sun, it also means that at certain times in the orbit, it actually cuts inside Neptune's orbit. And that makes it the 8th planet closest to the sun, not the 9th. Neptune is the 9th during that time. And it's not an overnight thing either. Nope, Pluto is the 8th planet for over 20 years at a time. As a matter of fact, it just happened. Yeah, from 79 to 99, Pluto was the 8th planet, not the 9th. So the next time someone asks you, like Regis Philbin, which is the 9th planet from the sun, look them straight in the eye and say, when?
Uh-huh, very nice. No better sleep. You can do that at the Sleep Number store. They're located on Texas Avenue near Harvey Road, right across from Chick-fil-A. The Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store. And my Sleep Number is 65 most of the time, but one of the nice things about it is that you can change that any time that you want. If you do want to have a night or two where you have more support, then just go with a higher number. Or maybe you want a softer mattress, then you go to the lower number. Or you can just stay right where you are. But that's what you've got with the Sleep Number bed. And because there's exclusive dual-air technology, it's perfect for couples because you can adjust each side to the ideal level of firmness, the Sleep Number setting. And it allows you to contour your back so that you get the proper spinal alignment and you get a quality of sleep. And hurry in right now because it's the final days of the Memorial Day sale, which is going on where all the beds are on sale, starting at just $649.99. That's for the C2 Queen mattress. You can know better sleep, and you find out what it is by stopping in the Sleep Number store. Find out what your sleep number is and find a Sleep Number bed during this Memorial Day sale event that's going on at the Sleep Number store in College Station. Once again, they're on Texas Avenue near Harvey Road, right across from Chick-fil-A.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warshbangers. Our new menu is here, and you need to come check it out. We've added a new appetizer, fried green tomatoes made from scratch. You're going to love that tart taste of green tomatoes dredged in panko breadcrumbs and fried to a golden brown. Drizzled with a balsamic reduction and a side of our homemade 1937 buttermilk dressing, they're fantastic. There's a new apricot spinach salad with buttery pecans, thin sliced red onions that's tossed in a light ginger orange vinaigrette. You raved about the Cajun burger so much, we've added it to the menu. So now whenever you're in the mood for something you can't get anywhere else, it's here. Enjoy that taste of andouille sausage and black Angus beef, covered in melted pepperjack cheese and then topped with hand-breaded crawfish tails. We've even started frying up our own fresh kettle chips every morning. We're now recognized as one of America's most unique businesses. Whether it's the wonderful food, our great selection of Texas craft beer, or maybe even our state-of-the-art fully staffed laundry, believe me, there's nowhere else like Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station.
Today, regardless of what the government says, you are being tracked by your race, sex, and religion. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. I love my new smarter home security system, SimpliSafe. I had to see it and use it to really believe how easy it is. I always want the best technology for home security. Before SimpliSafe, it was a huge hassle to set up home security systems. And when you talk to the big security firms, you have pushy sales guys, messy wired systems, and those long-term locked-in contracts. I'd never sign one. But then I found SimpliSafe, and I can't tell you how easy SimpliSafe really is. I went online, customized a package. A few days later, my system arrived right on my doorstep. And it's all wireless. The system is super easy to install. You'll be able to have it up and running in about 30 minutes. The best part, no contracts. Professional monitoring is just $15. Most guys charge three times that. I can leave any time, but I'm positive I'll stick with SimpliSafe. I want you to have the same protection as me. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com. My listeners get an exclusive 10% off. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. Our government has all kinds of protections in place to prevent us from being singled out by our race, religion, sex, age, national origin, and more. But despite the laws against it, there is still one business that not only keeps track of you by your sex, race, and so on, but also the clubs and memberships you have, your political associations, the medications you take, your drinking habits, your driving habits, whether you're pregnant or use birth control, charitable donations, and I could go on. I'm talking about data collection on a scale that dwarfs the NSA. Big data sells what they know about you to anyone who wants to buy it, and the industry is completely unregulated. I'm not one for rushing out and passing new laws, but here I'll make an exception. Read more about big data, plus get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. What would you do with $7 million to put more out-of-town visitors in College Station hotels and motels? The College Station City Council will be making those decisions after closing on the sale of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, where the money will land in the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs opposes hot money going towards a new natatorium.
One member of council says no on the natatorium. Yeah. I mean, if we spend $30 million, I'd like to see something that's not a depreciating asset.
The mayor also says not all the money will be administered by the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I think once we get it, we need to go ahead and really make a thorough investigation of the options of what we want to do. I don't think the city needs to be sitting on hot tax. It needs to be out and working to collect more hot tax.
The sale to a private developer is projected to close in September. As many as 10 suspects are possible in four robberies in College Station over a 24-hour period this week. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one occurred behind Sam's Club on Associates Avenue, and the others were in an area bordered by Texas, the freeway, University, and Harvey Road.
We're also asking the public, since three of the incidents occurred in apartment complexes, to report any type of suspicious activity that they may have seen or heard over the last couple of days. And if anyone has any information, we'd ask them to contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600, or they can call Brazos County Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
Flieger says anyone who is threatened or attacked should call 911 immediately and report as much information as possible. You can see suspect descriptions online at WTAW.com. Criminal cases in Brazos County District Court includes a plea agreement and a bond revocation.
Last August, four College Station schools were on lockdown as part of an eight-hour search for three people accused of stealing $47,000 of jewelry in a home burglary. Two of the three from Houston have entered plea agreements. 27-year-old Eduardo Nieva Orihuela was sentenced to 10 years. 28-year-old Richard Castillo Rivas was sentenced to 3 years. There are also immigration holds on the pair. They were caught after a College Station police officer stopped them for speeding in a school zone near Rock Prairie Elementary. It's been 2.5 years since a Navasota man was arrested on a murder charge from a shooting in South Brazos County. While a trial date set for June 23rd, 29-year-old Brandon Richardson was arrested last week for violating conditions of his $20,000 bond. Authorities say there was a crowd of more than 100 outside a bar south of Milliken when shots were fired, killing Bryce Bennett of Brenham. Richardson remains in jail after his bond was raised to $100,000. Prosecutors say the violations include initiating contact with members of Bennett's family, being within 1,000 feet of family members in Navasota on four occasions this year, and not paying the cost of wearing a GPS monitor, which is top $7,700. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council will continue studying the conversion of electric meters to smart meter technology. The council heard at its last meeting the estimated cost ranges from $15 to $17 million. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says water meters are being switched out, minus the equipment to communicate consumption information.
There's no moving parts. It just senses the flow through a little tunnel
and then it gives a digital read, and the sensor is up on the meter lid, and the reader just has a little wand that they tap and get the reading. So those could convert to AMI rather easily. You just have to change out the top end to a unit that transmits to the electric meter.
Electric meters serving customers of College Station Utilities remain mechanical, while BTU customers in Bryan were switched to smart meters 2 years ago. 19 firefighters who lost their lives on the job in Bryan, West, Houston, and Dallas are being honored by firefighting bicyclists. The group, associated with the annual Brotherhood Ride, spent Wednesday night in Bryan. The pack arrived from West as part of a trip that began last week in Louisiana and ends Friday in Houston. Wednesday's leg was dedicated to Lieutenants Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, who died from last year's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. The bicyclist route took the group past the property, along with stops in Wallace's hometown of Marlin and Pickard's hometown of Itley, south of Fort Worth. They spent the night Wednesday at the Bryan Elks Lodge and will leave this morning for Montgomery. This week's heavy rains are helping boost lake levels in two major reservoirs, but officials say it's far too soon to declare the persistent drought is over. Lake Travis is up 2.5 feet, and Lake Buchanan has risen 1.5 over the past few days. Officials expect the lakes that provide water to Austin and numerous area communities to rise another foot as streams and rivers dump the runoff from as much as 7 inches of recent rain into the reservoirs. Chris Riley, the supervisor of the River Operations Center at the Lower Colorado River Authority, told the Austin American-Statesman the rain helps, but it's not enough. As of Wednesday, Lake Buchanan is still 24.5 feet below average. Lake Travis, 42.8 feet below average. WTAW News time is 8:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
For 31 years, Bottom Line Bookkeeping has been here for you. Hi, this is Debbie, thanking you for 3 decades of business, friendship, and support. We are truly thankful that you have chosen Bottom Line for your bookkeeping and tax preparation. And for a short period of time, we are accepting new businesses and individuals who need help with bookkeeping, payroll, and tax services. Thanks for voting Bottom Line Bookkeeping as the best financial services and tax prep for 9 consecutive years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here's some weather.
Sunshine today, though clouds will pop up as the day goes on, and a few could lead to an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Will be around 85 this afternoon. Tonight there'll be some cloudiness, lows near 70. For tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun developing during the day. The chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs tomorrow 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Intervals of cloudiness along with a little bit of sun on Saturday. Watch for showers and storms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I generally do the show standing up.
Uh-huh.
I've always thought that maybe it would stretch my legs.
Well, gravity works against you there.
Trying for a little height enhancement.
But then also what I do is when I want to, I'm ready to sit down.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where's the stool? It was in the AM control room. You know?
I don't know.
I know Miss McMullen was looking for one that somebody had inadvertently taken from studio.
No, this had been in my studio for a long time.
What I'm saying is I wonder if she borrowed it.
You're not a fan of the board's throne?
No, I don't. No, not really. No. You know, I really hate to make this call. I really
Are you going to call to Mr. Downs to complain? Are you really?
Yeah, well, what else has he got to do? It's early in the day. Not that big a deal for him to find that. It's all possible.
Yes.
Somebody took the stool out of the 1620 control room, and I'm having to stand up.
Quickly, push the alarm button.
Yeah, well, it's all the way over there.
Oh.
It's all the way over there. Yeah.
Gosh, and I guess I need to come in and either lead you over there or I'm, which stool?
That's
which one?
That's what he wants the stool for, is to reach the alarm.
Someone stole the box also?
Now,
I put a crate in there just specifically to keep Scott safe so he can always reach the little alarm button.
Right. No, what
we
now,
need
what
to
Kevin...
get, you know, at your age, we probably should get you one of those that kind of goes around your neck.
Oh. Ooh.
And that way, if anything at the radio station doesn't immediately suit you, say, for example, the coffee's too hot or we're missing a Diet Coke or someone took your chair from where you left it, then you could push that button, and I could work it so it'd send an electric shock to my chair immediately so I would know you were unhappy.
This portion of the program brought to you by Life Alert.
But if you weren't here, see that...
Oh, that does happen, so that means you would just be ignored.
Well, but no, here's the problem. This may really be a widespread situation because the deal is that Kevin said Kat was looking for... the stool that apparently was in the peace control room.
Well, there's a sign in the break room concerning that.
Oh.
Oh, my. I see a pattern emerging.
I know.
Because we set up some of the salespeople with new offices yesterday. I mean, this week. You know, it's repainted. We have a new space here at Crystal Park Plaza, a much larger space.
It's very
that
bright
we
over there.
Salespeople into. Boy, the colors are cool, aren't they?
Oh, now, does that improve their... I mean, because they're a surly group.
Nothing's going to improve their attitude.
Because I know
surly. You know, I'm just trying stuff. I'm casting about as best I can. But anyway, more to the point, I noticed some conference room chairs missing.
Whoa!
I know who took those.
So it is indeed an act of thievery.
Correct.
We don't need to be hashing dirty laundry in front of everyone.
Wow. Yeah, we do.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to publicly shame the two.
I don't think Mr. Downs cares.
Oh no, I put up with him long enough.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, you're ready to just go ahead and find somebody in Omaha who can do this on the phone, right?
That ain't funny.
All right, well, I just wanted to report that
I will immediately effect a search.
Okay.
And if you need somebody to come help you leave the studio at 8:59 this morning.
No. It'll be fine. It's just now because I just pulled the stool out and I just kind of sit down on it for a little while. And so now that it's not here, I'm starting
to
feel...
Say that again. That was perfect. Now that that's not...
Here.
Someone's taking my chair.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel unduly fatigued because of it.
Oh, good luck.
Unduly fatigued.
I brought donuts so you can keep your blood sugar off the chart at all times.
Oh, things should be good then. Thank you so much, Mr. Downs.
Good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you. There you are. Yeah, we gotta go.
It's the quest for the chair.
No, it's the stool.
Stool.
Yeah. Say it. Well, I was trying to think, I was gonna call Sam, but he's not here yet. Anyway.
In one of the breaks, I'm gonna see Scott creeping down the hallway and start looking in offices.
Really? I'm just saying it could have been. Yeah, well. In Barrington, Illinois, a mom and her four kids lucky to be alive after a deer fell from the sky.
What?
Heidi Connor.
Beware falling deer?
Something. She was cruising down I-90 at 70 miles an hour when the animal crashed through the windshield of her minivan. Although the van was totaled, Heidi, able to navigate three lanes of traffic and pull off the road. If it had been 1 inch to the left, it would have been dead center, she said. Would not have been able to control the car. 1 inch to the right, it would have killed my kiddo. Cops think the animal... fell from an overpass above.
Wow.
Interesting. Oh, strange thing. All right. So a psychologist...
In Arkansas, that's dinner.
Yeah, you're right. A psychologist in England investigating rumors of real-life vampires. Dr. Amir Williams says he discovered An underground network of vampires who gather in secret. Oh, you mean they're not posting their meetings in Starbucks anymore? He explains that vampires are a group of people who drink blood, but their well-established laws mean they know who it can and can't be taken from.
What is it, like kosher people?
Yeah, really. The good doctor says the vampire subculture is fascinating and all very real. Different types of bloodsuckers include psychic and hybrid vampires who prey on willing victims. In secret underground clubs. The professor says the vampires are not crazy or bad. They're just people, and he wants to learn more about them. Oh, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to acquaint you with their culture.
The blood lettees typically avoid, Italian food.
Yeah.
Because no garlic.
The garlic, that'd be a problem.
Probably wouldn't work out too well. All right, so here we go. The washer cleans everything from sticky socks and school uniforms, but can do even more, you know. You can use your washing machine for other stuff. 8 things, because we don't do 10.
Dishes.
To clean in your washing machine, according to Good Housekeeping. Number 8, car mats.
Ah.
Soccer cleats to sippy cups, your car's floor mats, take a lot of beating. You can pre-treat them with stain remover and wash them with normal detergent. Chair pads. 'Tis the season for barbecues. I can't believe I said that. 'Tis the season for cookouts, poolside fun, and patio furniture. Make sure it's clean by washing one pad at a time on the gentle cycle. Be warned, if you have to force the pads inside the machine, you don't have enough space. 6, curtains. Unless your window coverings are made of a delicate material, they can probably be washed on a slow spin.
If they delicate.
I shrunk some curtains.
Did you shrunk some curtains up, did you? Yeah. Well, you just take them and hang them in the bathroom now. It'll work out all right. Yeah. Rubber-backed rugs. Many welcome mats get a lot of wear and tear, become very dirty very, very fast. Toss cotton or synthetic rugs into the machine with the bath towels, and it should be okay. Just don't do it every week. Backpacks or lunch bags. Does that include those sacks that you take to the grocery store?
I think it should.
Yeah, probably. I mean, once again, you think you're helping the environment, you're liable to be making yourself sick. So that's another story. Anyway, throw it inside a pillowcase or something like that. Okay, that might work because there's straps that may bang against the inside of the dryer, which would drive you nuts. Pillows. Down or fiber-filled pillows can easily be cleaned in the gentle cycle.
Down pillows can?
I didn't know that.
It says here. That's what it says
here. Well, I'll hold them responsible.
It says they send them a soggy pillow. You just wrap it up in plastic and send it to them. Anyway, it says be sure and check the care instructions. Sneakers. Take out the insoles and the laces and pop in your favorite pair in the cold cycle with an old towel and make them look as good as new.
Done now, that.
Back in the day when we wore canvas shoes, you did that. These other ones that they have now. Mr. Downs is walking down the hall.
Well, he found your stool.
Oh, did he? Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Wonder where it was.
Mr. Oliver sent a picture of where the...
Investigative journalist Bill Oliver.
Outstanding. Yeah, all right. Can we put that on the website?
It's already on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Oh, if this were a real job. Oh, man. Yeah. Stuffed animals. Secure any loose strings. Remove Teddy's clothing if you need to. Put that in a mesh bag for added protection. Make sure to check the tag first, because sometimes they've got foam balls in them that you can't be washed. But there you are. Some little extra things. Mr. Downs is...
I've been searching.
Well, okay.
Which was a great Chicago song back in the 70s. Is it a small... Is it a blacktop stool with... Mm-hmm. Stainless legs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I found it.
Okay. Where is it?
Well, here's the deal. Okay. We all together here, guys?
We're here.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to tell anybody, but so let's just keep it among ourselves.
Okay.
But the sales department did not steal it. It was engineering. But don't tell them it's easier to blame sales.
Okay, I like that. Okay. They took it with them to the bowling alley?
As Bill Oliver just tweeted in the Les Nessman studio down the hall. Uh-huh. Where have you been in there yet?
No, I haven't been.
As we're building this new studio, they have. I thought that was clever.
I just was
in the middle of a bit. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's
wow. Right. He found the song.
He was afraid. He was afraid that you were going to step on the singing because it was about to start.
I see.
And nobody steps on Peter Cetera.
So. I have never missed a post in my life. Anyway, as my daughter put it, we always hit the post. Anyway, in
Hello?
The Les Nessman studio.
On behalf of the sales department.
Oh, no! No!
Need your stinking stool. We have a beautifully decorated new sales wing. So there.
Thank you.
Well, we do.
Sales wing.
Yeah, yes. I have to go look at that.
Wow. Oh, it's very nice.
That's it's very colorful.
We left, the only thing we did wrong was we let Dave Hill and Chris Willis choose the colors for their accent wall. And they're directly across from each other.
Well, I saw Chris's. I didn't see
and
Dave's.
They sort of clash to the eye.
Oh, well, I'll have to go see.
That's like sort of being pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's because when you walk in the room, you see them both at the same time.
Yeah.
And they're really kind of side by side because they're across the hall from each other.
Yeah. The Maggles office is cool, though, because it's chalkboard paint.
Chalkboard, yep.
Oh,
which I think qualifies as being black paint.
Oh. Yes.
But, mm-hmm. But it's supposedly chalkboard.
We'll write the daily special up there each day.
Anyway, in the new studio that we're building, and it's not for you, so don't even think about it. Like we would even try to do something, change something.
Really? If I came, I'd be going to the wrong room for 3 weeks.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't work in here. Somebody moved the switch.
That's right.
Anyway, we've got tape on the floor to try to lay out for once in our life to actually have a studio.
We're going
to
plan a studio ahead of time.
We're going to plan a studio.
Wow, that's interesting.
And we're trying really hard to make this one work right. Okay. So anyway, it looks Mr. Oliver is a fan. He thinks we finally found it, but
can it be his room?
If past history is anything, then
true.
We have it.
Yeah, that's right.
No, he uses this room.
Yeah, I know he does. Yeah,
that's
he
why he was
room.
My actual first choice about who would have kiped your stool.
Yeah.
I would go get it and bring it to you, but that's max of effort.
Well, again, I got 8 minutes left. I mean, I can do almost anything. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it is in the Les Nessman studio.
Done and done. Thank you, sir. Ben Downs on the hunt.
Jennifer to Steve.
This is Steve. Go ahead.
Can you send 2 volunteers to the ticket booth? We're getting backed up here.
Will do. They're on their way.
Keep your local event running smoothly with Texas Communications Rental Radios. Call us at 775-6239 for more information.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Howdy, Levi Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. The Ride of Your Life sales event is going on now at Douglas Nissan. Come test drive the 38 mile per gallon Nissan Altima, redesigned inside and out. You can get a 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5S for just $17,998. Get yours today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
MSRP 23570 offer includes 1,000 NMAC captive cash, must finance with NMAC. 1,000 customer cash and 3285 Douglas Nissan discount. 8 to choose from, model number 13114.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Please vote for us again for Best of the Brazos. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
About 7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We regularly have stories on how crazy the football fans are in Europe. You know, insane. Let's say that they're already in prison, okay, and their team loses. Britain's hardest prisoner admitted that he, quote, lost it when Tottenham's arch rivals defeated Hull at Wembley and as a result suffered several broken ribs. Britain's most dangerous inmate covered himself in butter and attacked 12 prison officers because Arsenal won the FA Cup. I know all those words were English, but you didn't understand them. And that's okay.
I understood every word.
The incident at Full Sutton Jail in York came just months after he said he to have attacked the governor of the Woodhill prison for criticizing his artwork. His name is Charles Bronson.
That's pretty cool. Has a glorious mustache, too.
He has a fantastic mustache. So there you go. See how that all works out. Dads who do dishes and other household drudge work more likely to raise more ambitious daughters. Study scheduled to be published in the journal Psychological Science found that while mom's work beliefs play a role in daughter's attitudes, it's the whole way that dads handled domestic issues that was a strong predictor of girls' career goals. New York Magazine's Science of Us blog says if parents shared the household work equally, daughters were more likely to tell researchers they wanted to be police officers or doctors or accountants or scientists. If dads only paid lip service to an equal division of the household labor, mom's still actually doing most of the traditional mom jobs, then they were more likely to go into jobs that you traditionally would think of women, like nurses or teachers or librarians or stay-at-home moms. So there you go, dads. On you.
Golly, no joke.
It is on you. Well, again, and we talk about that all the time. Our kids watch us. They do. They pay attention. They're looking. So remember all that stuff.
It's your fault I'm still living at home, Dad.
Yeah. It's your fault that I can't get past the 23rd level of Angry Birds. If you taught me better, I'd be a champion.
Get the absolute best pricing of the year for all Polaris pool cleaners, all makes and models, May 29th through June 1st during Polaris Days at the pool store. Plus, get free standard installation from the pool guy on all Polaris pool cleaners bought during Polaris Days and free in-store labor on your Polaris pool cleaner every other day of the year. Plus, tons of other in-store specials on chemicals and swimming pool toys. Polaris Days, May 29th through June 1st at the pool store by the pool guy.
The legal process can be overwhelming at times, and when you're looking for help, just remember one thing, one call, that's all. You'll reach the experienced trial lawyers of the Payne Law Group. We've been practicing law in the Brazos Valley for over 60 years. We're your friends, we're your neighbors, and we can help you through the court system. For personal injuries, big or small, just remember one call, that's all. The Payne Law Group is here to help you.
Call toll-free 855-TXONECALL.
Summertime has never looked so good at AeroFit Clubs. AeroFit is now offering its summertime memberships for individuals and families, featuring two pools, fitness on demand, executive-style locker rooms, full multimedia experience on all cardio, plus a super kid zone with climbing wall, group fitness, and more. Now is the time to take advantage of AeroFit's special summer memberships.
See an AeroFit Club representative for details. Visit AeroFitClubs.com or any AeroFit location today. AeroFit, the best name in fitness.
Good morning, 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm still standing. Just want to let you know. I did see the picture that Bill Oliver sent, and the stool is just in there, up against the wall. I mean, it's not. It's lonely. It wants to be in here with its chair buddies. So we'll rescue it. It'll be here tomorrow. It'll be fine.
They could have just taped an outline of the stool. That would have been more efficient.
Sure, exactly right.
Are we going to do that story about the coffee? Because that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was going to do one about the wine, but no, we'll do the coffee thing. There apparently some golden circle of coffeeism within Starbucks, and if you spend some ungodly amount of money there, every 12th drink or something that you get is free, and it can be any drink that you want.
Yep.
Free. So what happened is this guy put together a drink, which was, what, like a vanilla frappuccino thingy, but he put 60 shots of espresso in there. Now, I like espresso. There was a period in my life when I would drink two or three of those in the morning during my radio show. Don't do that anymore. I do like espresso, kind of like that, what do they call it, Napoleon, where you add just like one shot or something like that. I like that because that jacks it just a little bit. But 60 would sound dangerous to me.
That much coffee, this guy's guaranteed to have a stool.
Now, they say that he drank about a third of it, and he'll finish it off this week. But, I mean, he took a picture of his ticket, posted it. Had he had to pay for it, he didn't, again, because he's in this golden circle of whatever. It would have been a $54 something at Starbucks, which would be the most expensive drink that they've
ever had. That's a lot.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, I guess it's whatever whatever those coffee-making people who want to call themselves baristas.
Uh-huh.
Do you actually tip a... Have you ever...
Yes.
Yeah.
Have I ever?
Come
on. I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay.
But yes, they do.
Yeah.
No, I say, why would you tip them? That's what they're doing.
I mean, especially if you're getting espresso.
Why would you tip a bartender?
Mm-hmm.
They do a little bit of work back there when they're pulling the... I'd just hate to be the person behind this guy who's waiting for 60 shots of espresso to be pulled.
Do you call ahead?
It'd be nice if you did.
I don't know how big the container was, but it was pretty big.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was...
It took two hands.
Yeah. Takes two hands to handle a Whopper. I don't know if you know that or not. All right, never mind. Okay, let me see on this. Oh, we don't even have time. I was going to do on this date in history, but you know,
oh,
I just haven't even looked at it yet.
Just leave early and secure your stool for tomorrow.
It. Wisconsin was admitted to the Union. There, we got a place. We got a place for liberal people to live. And actually, Edmund Hillary became the first person to reach the summit in 1953 of Everest. So that was that was pretty cool. Anyway, going to be a nice day today. Slight chance of showers back tomorrow for Friday. WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 9 o'clock.